Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is 814 WCCO. The chicken made me do it. Canadian police say they caught someone going way over the speed limit, allegedly hitting 105 miles an hour on the radar gun in a Camaro. When the officers pulled the driver over, they found a 16-year-old behind the wheel. He didn't have the required supervising driver. He did offer up an excuse to the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, by the way, in Manitoba, who I met as a young baseball player playing baseball and traveling over the border.
Oops.
No, they were great. We just anyway, he says he told them he claimed they'd eaten too many hot wings. And then he said he needed to get to a toilet. So that's why he was driving 105 miles an hour in his Camaro.
Reasonable excuse?
He was given two tickets.
Okay.
One for speeding, one for a really bad excuse. No, one for hitting the road without a supervising driver. In a follow-up tweet, police said the teen's license would most likely be suspended. Speeders have been using the bathroom excuse for about as long as there have been cars. And someday we got to have a few patrolmen on here on the show to talk about the things they've heard. Well, how fun would that be?
That'd be eye-opening.
If they could share them all, I'm sure they could, most of them.
I'm sure plenty of our listeners right now have a good story about how they tried to get out of a ticket.
A 2013 survey of drivers found that nearly 5% of speeders use that when they're caught. They got to go to the bathroom. You know what the number one excuse is?
What is that?
I didn't know I was speeding.
I didn't see a speed limit sign.
Ah, close.
Now, some of these new cars have on the dashboard the speed limit right on the dashboard. That excuse is kind of out the window. Have you ever had one of these excuses when you've been pulled over?
No, but I'm still sore about my first ticket I ever got. Still sore.
How long ago was that?
This was probably 1987.
Did you deserve it?
No. Said the criminal.
And why is that?
The officer said I came to a quote-unquote rolling stop.
And you claim you thought you stopped.
I thought it was a yield sign.
It's like my buddy when he's taking his driving test. You know, we always did it in small towns. And he tried to find out the town it was easiest in. So he's with the police or the IR patrolman. And he says, okay, let's take her back to the armory and get this figured out. And as he did, he thought he was done. And he ran a flashing red light. And he said, well, when do you want to schedule the next one? So he thought he was all done, and he just goes through the red light. Man, I used to drive a bus in the summer for I was coaching baseball, so I had peewees, I had Little League, well, we called it peewees, I guess, Babe Ruth, and I had Legion, so I had to learn to drive the bus, and I had to take that bus driver's test, and of course, you have to stop the railroad tracks and open the door.
Optional.
And no, so then there's little things. I did it, but there's little things that happen that you kind of – but I could see where you might not. But running through a red light, that's – so he didn't live it down. That was in high school. I don't know about an excuse. Hammer, you ever been pulled over and had an excuse?
I've been pulled over a couple times, not a good enough excuse where I felt comfortable getting away with anything. Just like
– so you were thinking about the excuse.
I usually just plead ignorance, see if that works. Sometimes it does. Sometimes it doesn't.
I'll tell you about if we have time here, I'll tell you if we have to come back about the time in Burnsville when that was the last time I got pulled over. It's pretty funny. Okay, this is kind of blossomed, mushroomed as it would. Susan Carr and Susie Jones are both with me right now. Hi, Susies.
Hi.
Hi, Dave.
Susan Carr, excuses when you get when a patrolman or police officer pulls you over. Have you gone through that?
I have. It's kind of a radio thing. I was on the air in Chicago doing a radio show, got off late in the evening, and I pulled out of the radio station driveway. I was about a half mile down the road, and the lights are flashing behind me, and he's definitely coming to get me. And I pulled over, turned off the engine. He came over, and he goes, Susan? I said, yeah. And he goes, I listen to you all the time, and I just wanted to say hi. That's funny.
Yeah.
And a guy I worked with at the station, he actually was following me, and he saw all this happen. So he got out of his car, and he said, "Officer, is that a, is there a problem?" And the officer said, "Kevin." And I, here we go. But I kept T-shirts in the back seat, so gave him a T-shirt, and he was happy.
That's a great. That's a great story. I got one kind of similar now. You made me think of something else. Susie, do you, Susie Jones?
Yeah, well.
Good morning. Great to see you, by the way.
Nice
always
to
great
see you,
to see
Dave.
You.
Dave and I talked already this morning.
We did
in
a
the
great
newsroom.
Conversation.
Yeah, he's just like, you know, what does that make me? He said something funny, and I just said something back, and he was offended, so that's fine. Anyway, David.
Yes.
No, of course I have so many stories that I've been pulled over and had things to say.
I can't believe it. So, what? Give me an instance.
Okay. I was driving my friend Lisa home in Edina at 50th and Vernon, you know, where you get off on 100 there.
Right. Yeah, I was driving over there the other day.
And I was doing a little loop-de-loop to get over on Vernon to take her home. And apparently I might have, like, crossed a little line. I don't know. We were talking. So this – I get pulled over, you know, the lights. And kid had – cop came over. I swear to – he was 17 if he was, you know, 21. And anyway, yeah. And he gets all my stuff. And he said, ma'am, he said, have you been drinking tonight? And I said, buddy, you picked the wrong lady to pull over. I said, I've been sober 35 years, kid. He goes, well, I just saw you doing something. I'm like, are you looking? And anyway, I gave him a little bit of the business.
And he was good about it?
He was sweet. Yeah, he looked a little scared like I'm like I was his mom.
My favorite was when Lynch was out here one time. And he comes out and he parked his car illegally in front, his van. And it sat there for, you know, Mike says, well, is there 5 minutes? So my guess would be about 2 hours and 5 minutes. But anyway, he was comes out and they're writing him a ticket.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, write me a parking ticket. Aren't you somebody special? And I'm
what?
Saying,
whoa.
And I'm,
like, dude.
I'm saying, Doc, cut it off. but he's so lovable that seriously, when you see Mike, you can't help but like the guy. So.
I got one quick one that I was getting pulled over in St. Louis Park for texting and driving.
Well, and you should be.
And I said to the state trooper, it was, I said, I work for a news station. I'm a reporter, and I know that you just give warnings first. And she goes, are you kidding me, lady? You know, you're telling me you know the law.
And bring it in anyway?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Anyway, that's it.
Yeah, well, but you should don't do that. Okay?
I won't. I'm done. Done texting and driving. Anyway, that's what I got for you,
I was
Dave.
Coming out of, I can't think of the name of the restaurant in South Minneapolis one night. It's the Italian restaurant there. It's really cool in that little neighborhood. You know where I'm talking, over by Lake Nokomis, up for Pete's sake. Anyway, doesn't matter.
Oh, Fat Luigi's?
No. Fat Lorenzo's, you mean?
Yeah.
Up a little further.
Vendi
little,
or Dente.
El
Dente.
El Vento.
Yeah.
El Vento.
Yeah, I know.
So we're driving back. Well, when you drive south on whatever street that is, 38th or whatever, and you exit on the ramp to 62 Crosstown, it's actually a two-way. And I thought it was a one-way, like every ramp is. So I'm over in the wrong lane, obviously, and going, and all of a sudden I see a car's headlights, and I swing back into my lane, and then I go, I didn't know that was a two-lane exit. And so I kept going, and now I'm driving by the Mall of America, and here come the lights.
Oh, they saw you.
And I said, oh, boy. So I have no idea what this is about. So I pull over. Well, my son calls about that exact same time. So my wife picks it up. Well, it's that she says, you know, what's going on? She says, well, Dad's getting pulled over right now. And, he, of course, to him, this was the funniest thing he'd ever heard, apparently. Meanwhile, this guy pulls me over and says, how you doing? I says, good. And he says, where you been? I said, I was at El Vento having dinner. Oh, how was it? What'd you have? And I told him what I had. He says, what wines I go with? And I said, I don't know. I said, I'm not really, I'm kind of a,
teetotaler.
I'm not much of a drinker, I said, to be honest. You're not, huh? Did you have a glass or two? I said, no, not really did, but she's not driving. And he said, yeah, because I said, oh, tell me, was that a police car that I swerved away from on that exit ramp? He said, yes, it was.
Oh.
And they said they were a little concerned if you'd been drinking and it was kind of weird. I said, I did not know that was a two-way ramp. I really didn't.
Yeah.
How long you lived here? Well, you know, 30-plus years, but still. But I really didn't. And then they realized that I wasn't.
Schnockered.
Just
so,
a bit confused.
Just, well, you know, have you been
that's
on that
they're
going to
put on his gravestone. Dave Lee. just a bit confused.
What? But have you ever taken that exit?
I haven't.
Mm-mm. You haven't, Susan? Susie, no. Have you? Well, you're always in, you never come over that far. You don't visit us folks over on this side of Minneapolis.
Nope. But
anyway, that was that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
All right, sir.
It is.
Funny.
It is. Yeah. Who doesn't have one?
Oh yeah.
You know, we all think we're right, but they're probably pulling us over because we're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It is traffic and weather coming up next year.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.